going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let me take you to the queen side.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and the boys are back in town. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
The boys have always been in town.
You took a couple days off, too.
I was here for the last 2 days. So,
what? I missed 4 shows. You missed 2?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you? Did you miss me?
No.
Well, then why are you mad I was gone?
That damn rhino, that rhino probably missed you.
That rhino was something, man. That was a photo not to be shared.
You need to go lay down on the couch and talk to somebody.
I went to the zoo in San Diego. World-class zoo. You ever been there?
No.
B, I saw a polar bear. I saw a grizzly. You ever seen a grizzly bear?
Yeah.
Dude, I want nothing to do with a grizzly bear.
I want nothing to do with either one of them.
The polar, like just on.
The polar bear is probably the most vicious, though.
On pure looks alone.
You go, oh, he's so cute.
No, but. The grizzly looked mean, dude.
The grizzly looks mean, but the polar is the one that they say will just rip your heart out of them immediately.
I'm not tricking myself into, like, thinking either of them are going to be my friend.
The panda bear is nice, too.
Dog. One thing that was interesting is because we have pandas here, like, everybody there was all worked up about the pandas. I guess the Chinese government gave the San Diego Zoo and the D.C. Zoo, and forgive me to all the panda experts out there, maybe there's other zoos I'm unaware of. But I know we got them here, and everybody out there was all jacked up because they had the pandas. And I was like, all right, well, we got pandas at home. We're going to everything else, and we kind of got to avoid that line.
Yeah.
Dude, we did 13,000 steps the day of the San Diego Zoo with the two little kids, which was something. Saw giraffes. Definitely saw a very happy and excited rhino. It was like he had 5 legs, B.
Was he happy for you?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the interesting thing. If that rhino got excited about you, you might need to.
B, he was sweeping the floor.
You better watch the odor that you give off.
Dude, I assume it had nothing to do with me, but who knows? I'm no scientist. I can't rule it out.
You better hope so that that's not there.
I saw an elephant go number 1 and number 2. You ever seen that?
Nope.
That's a stream, dog. That's a healthy stream. It was excellent. But, dude, I think the weather's been warmer here than it was out there. It was definitely, you get the winds out there, and it was like 65 with wind. We had a great time, though, man. I got more sleep than I probably have in a long time.
How does that happen?
There's no sports on. Everything's over.
Everything's not over. Everything started up now. It might have been over when you were there, but you got basketball, man.
No. The game starts at 6:30. There's no West Coast game to then watch.
Like 6:30 until what?
9:15,
and you just fall asleep after that?
Yeah, dude. I got better sleep
You are old man.
I mean, I got my wife and kids. I'm not going out drinking. Like there was not a. It was the sports were over. We're having these long, full days on the beach in the pool. And I got good sleep. It was very relaxing. I feel relaxed. I feel ready
I almost said something. I'm not going to say that.
What?
No.
Trying to get in trouble already.
No, I wasn't going to get in trouble. It was something I would say, but then you probably take it I was going to say, you should go on vacation more often because you don't get sleep here.
I know.
I already know you're going to do that.
I got home last night and then immediately just didn't go to sleep. I like stayed up, was watching hockey and basketball and just the NFL Nation mock draft. Like I was just doing stupid stuff. The only sporting event I really made a point to lock in and watch was game one, was Caps Canadiens game one.
Mm-hmm.
Caps were buzzing early. Kind of fell a little flat in that third period. Came back to win it. They're up 1-0. All that matters in this round is just getting through it. I firmly believe. Just to get to the next round.
Now they got
to
get back to playing hockey consistently like they were before. If they can get through it, if they get through it and play up and down hockey like they did the other day, then they're going to get their ass kicked. So they need to learn how to play consistently like they were early on because they cannot keep doing – they're having those lulls. You had a lull against a young team that came back. A better team will come back and beat you.
For sure. Game two is tonight. Obviously, a ton of excitement for Caps Canadiens game two. If you want to listen to that game tonight, it's right here on 106.7 The Fan. Nats O's is going to be on Team 980. If you got options, you got great sports options to listen to tonight. Caps here, game two, 106.7 The Fan. Nats O's is going to be moved to 980. Obviously, though, this is just like a packed time on the sports calendar because you got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, baseball's going, you got interleague play, and then the NFL draft. We're going to talk plenty of hockey. Greenberg joins us at 11, Joe B at noon. But the draft is still the biggest story in the country. It being out west, San Diego's in this weird, I don't want to say like, anti-football, but they're mad about the Chargers. But they're huge NFL fans.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting because so much of California, like San Diego's mad about the Chargers. I guess the east side of the Bay Area is really mad about the Raiders. But they're all just obsessed with football. And going into this draft, B, for you, does this feel like the most wide-open draft in a long time?
Not necessarily. You know, like I'll be honest with you, I look beyond quarterbacks, and I think most people get stuck on just the quarterbacks. And as you hear people talk, they talk about how many positions are very deep. The quarterback position isn't. So just because the quarterback position isn't deep doesn't mean the draft's not deep. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying not deep. I'm saying who's going number two? We don't even know that.
Yeah, well, most times we know who's going number one. We don't automatically know number two. We knew who number two was last year because he was coming here.
But last year, we could have definitively said five of the top six picks. Maybe not in order, but we could have told you these five dudes are definitely going within the top six. This year, Hunter.
Carter, you got, Travis, Hunter. Cam Ward. So those three guys, you could probably say, will be top four, top five. So you still could pick the four to five. I don't think you have to be able to pick every draft pick in the first five to think it's a very good draft.
I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying it's wide open. Like if Shedeur Sanders went two or 32, wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me, but the ultimate thing is, like I think it's only because we don't have multiple quarterbacks going, we were considering the top 10. Well, that kind of throws away the rest of the players. As I keep saying, the quarterback position is vitally important. They can't do a damn thing by themselves.
I beyond all that, I'm looking at, like, the best non-quarterback position player in this draft is Jenty, right? The running back, yeah. I would say you can argue.
You can go Jenty or Hunter because you know Hunter does so much, so he's like that once in a lifetime type character.
If I had a big board, which I don't, there's probably people that will lie.
Everybody
and tell
look,
you
he's
that.
Number one he on should, the big
he,
board.
I think he's the most talented player in this draft.
Yeah.
I think if Cleveland doesn't take him, they're crazy, but Jenty could go anywhere from 3 to 10. Mm-hmm. And dude, I was listening to Todd McShay on a podcast this morning driving in. And he's saying there's growing speculation that the Jags are going to take the Arizona receiver, McMillan. That, like, the whole who knows what is real right now, but there's a lot going on.
I try my best to look at players and see that they I don't care what number they go. You know, people have made teams that were drafted last pick of the 12th round before, when they had 12 rounds. And people have been drafted in the first round and got released in a year or two. So I've tried not to get caught up in what people are saying, because what I know is what I coined it, lying season. There are people telling the guys that get all information out, fibs or stuff, just to get it out. Hey, you want this information? I need you to put this out too. They all do it.
Sure.
So I don't get too hyped up about it. But when I start looking, like what I've noticed, when something is negative said by a player, that gets blown out of proportion. But that, when something positive said by the player, people just ignore it. So I don't, why would I go with the negative if you're not going to discuss the positive? So it's just like, for me, this draft is going to come down to the other positions, which normally make a team even better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's interesting because I'm not even, like, Washington doesn't pick until 29. I'm not even, at this point, anybody that's trying to overly focus on what the Commanders are going to do, you're probably doing yourself a disservice. They have no idea what they're going to do. Adam Peters and Lance Newmark spoke at length yesterday in Ashburn. We're going to play you a ton of that audio. And repeatedly, Peters, I made a point of listening to it today. I read the transcripts yesterday. They repeatedly, Peters is like, yeah, man, you know, we're going to see how the board comes to us. We're going to make some calls before and after, mm-hmm. but we're going to see what happens and kind of just take it from there. It's... Of all things, they're being connected with two different Texas A&M edge rushers. Uh-huh. No idea if any of them will come to fruition, but like that's where this is at. There's going to be a ton of options for them at 29. I still think trading back is the preferred course of action. Not to say it'll definitively happen. To trade back, you also need someone that wants to trade up.
Yeah, and they have to be willing to be offering something that makes sense. You don't trade back just to trade back. You want to trade back and still get positions in right places to where you can still make your team better. Like I said earlier, I think they did so much in the offseason that they now are going to sit back and just see how it goes. I don't think they're looking at any particular position or person that they have to get.
I totally agree. Yeah. And at 29, they've probably got some guys they like. They had guys in for their visits. I mean, clearly there are people that they've been watching. But at 29, dude, you can't be locked in on somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you're so far down the board that...
But see, this is the thing, though, Jay. We have been so far up the board and having a bad team so long, we don't understand how the good teams do it. The good teams are looking at people that's going to fit in and make their team grow and get better. We were looking for someone that we can have to focus on to be able to now have people want to come even play here. We seem to have that now. And now it's about just making this team get better. It's not anymore about, oh, we got to find this big guy to make this. No. It's just plugging someone in now to take your team from, let's say, a 90% team to a 92% team. And I think that's what's so – but you know what? That's not sexy for most people. Most people got to have the fact that you're getting the quarterback or the biggest guy, the baddest guy, whatever. No, now it's about enhancing this thing.
I have decided on another player I'd be quite pleased if they drafted. I think Emeka Abuka is going to be really good for a long time. I don't know that they're going to go wide receiver. I also, the closer this thing gets, think Abuka goes 25 or higher. Like, I just don't think he's there at 29. It does get fun to start thinking about who, what, when, where. It's just not that there aren't good players in the fifth. There's good players throughout the process. But it's just there's a reason this is going to be – there's a reason tomorrow night more people will watch than probably the NBA Finals combined. Like, there's a reason. It's exciting. It's fun to watch. It's fun to consider all the options. I do fear, because this is such a there's no clarity in who's going where in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
I like pre-fear whoever the player is that goes to the draft that just slides. You know that like sad sliding video where the guy's just sitting in the green room like this?
Wasn't
like,
it a quarterback last year? Year before last? It just sat there?
Yeah.
Levitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Eating mayonnaise.
But you know what, though? Even that gets eyeballs with the NFL. Like, I said it yesterday. They invite these guys, and no matter if the guy gets picked early or late, they still going to put cameras in their faces. You know why? Because it's a story. And people like stories. People like bad stories, negative stories, more than they do positive stories. The NFL still gets all the eyes they want.
Totally.
They don't care about that kid feelings or whatever. Hey, you here. We invited you. You're going to be here till you get picked. And we're sorry you didn't get picked the first round, but get some more cameras over there.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. So Peter Schrager was on Good Morning Football forever and then went to – he's now with ESPN, mm-hmm. which still makes me feel like ESPN's kind of buying NFL Network or whatever. But that's a different conversation. He only does one mock draft a year, and it's late in the process. Here's one thing to consider with all the mock draft experts is they're all going to put out, like, their final mock draft tomorrow, despite putting – a lot of this is just a content machine. So just be aware of the content machine as you're absorbing the content. But Schrager does one late in the process, talks to a lot of people, has gotten a bunch of stuff right. Some things I find interesting. I've been pretty clear that I like the kid Mikel Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I think – there was a lot of talk of him potentially sliding, and I said he's a top 10 talent, and I don't think he'll slide, but if he did, Washington should jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to slide. Schrager has him going ninth to mm-hmm. New Orleans. What, if anything, do you make of all the noise, smoke, lies, rumors, whatever you want to call it, about Shador going 9 to New Orleans?
I think it's a possibility. Thor Nyström sure thinks he's going to New Orleans. I think it's a possibility because they have a quarterback there who's injured. They need a quarterback.
Have you heard about that injury, by the way?
What's wrong with it?
There's a lot of speculation. Some doctors have a hard time identifying the injury.
Well, what it means is they don't want him there anymore.
Or he doesn't want to be there.
Whatever it is, somebody's moving on.
Right.
And I can see them taking him. I just think, look, man, even the whole thing with Shadur, that deal, you hear some people talk, they think he's as good as any quarterback in the draft. Other people think he's straight garbage. But the ones that say he's as good as Cam Ward, he does a lot of great NFL things, it never gets repeated. But everything negative gets repeated. I think Shadur is going to go higher than what people think.
So this time of year, I like to like reprogram my brain to forget all the stuff we've listened to for a while and go back to New Year's Day, which is kind of the at least once upon a time, was the festival of college football. Mm-hmm. And let's just remember who was good on the field.
Yeah.
Right? You know who was good? Shadur.
He was.
He was good.
But see, that's the whole thing, Jay. That's something we say, but we never discuss that, what happened New Year's Day. We discuss the reports and the rumors that come out every day. So we could think about what it was on January 1st, but we discuss until April everything that's being said and nothing about January 1st again. What I believe is somebody wants him. There are people that are not going to like him whatsoever, but whoever may want him may be the one putting out the rumors.
No rumors, just facts. If you want to sell your house and you live in the DMV, there's only one guy to get it done. His name is John Leahy.
Yep, that's John Leahy, just like Marilyn did. Marilyn needed to sell her Greenbelt property because she was relocating for a job. Unfortunately, her condo didn't qualify for FHA, which ruled out several potential buyers who absolutely loved the unit. But she had no reason to fear because John Leahy and the Fine Living Group contacted a past client who was looking for an investor property. Even better, that buyer paid with cash for over $2,000 over the asking price. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what the home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. Talk about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. Go to johnsellsdmv.com and find out your home's value in just mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your need, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
And that's not the only thing. Say, houses are waiting a little longer on the market right now. Say you're concerned about that. Don't be. Talk to John and get access to the VIP seller program. John Leahy has access to pre-approved buyers and knows how to create top demand for your home, getting you the highest price possible. He's so confident he'll get your home sold right away. He'll even guarantee it. He's got more than 10,000 buyers ready to rock. He can get your home sold before you know it. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.